Welcome to episode 360 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Lindsay, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Donna, and George. And this week, we're also excited to have Kristen back on the podcast.
Yay, Outlander Kristen! Yay!
Thank you for having me.
So, is Greece on your bucket list? How about cruising the Greek Isles? Recently, Kristen won a cruise on the brand new Celebrity Apex and got to explore this part of the world. We can't wait to hear about this exciting new ship, all the places she went, and how they are handling COVID right now. So first of all, I want to let the cat out of the bag. Kristen, this was your very first trip to Europe.
Yes, very first. Yeah. So it's going to be hard to beat.
How excited were you?
When I got the phone call, I was like, I could go to Greece. Are you kidding me right now? So super excited. Was honored to have the opportunity to do that. So thank you, Celebrity, for giving me that chance to check off my bucket list. Definitely was Greece. So
I know we're going to get to the Celebrity Apex because it's a brand new ship. And I see in here, did it have the new ship smell?
Oh my goodness. As soon as you walk in, you're like, this is brand new. I can smell it. It's kind of like a brand new car where you're like, I can't believe it. It's just so fresh and clean and everything's perfect. And don't touch the walls.
So leading up to your cruise, I want to start at the beginning because everyone's talking about COVID protocols and what you are doing leading up to a cruise now, because cruising now looks a lot different than it did 2 years ago for most of us. Did you have to do anything special leading up to this cruise?
Yes. So definitely they are requesting that everyone over the 12 and older is fully vaccinated at least 14 days prior to sailing. So that's important to keep in mind if you're thinking about going to Greece. They want to keep their people safe, right? And we want to be respectful of what they have in their protocol. So we're fully vaccinated. We also, you have to register for a traveler, kind of like a visa of sorts, where you go online and it's free. You just go in, you fill out when you're arriving in Greece, how long you plan to be there, and basically what will you be doing while you're there. So of course that meant I'm cruising on Celebrity Apex. So where we were flying into was Athens. So we had to put that, and then how many days, things like that. Super easy. Just take it. You show it once you get off the flight. They'll see that. They'll also see that you are fully vaccinated. They have it already, have all those documents out in hand, so you can just show it to them. And it's really smooth, really easy process, but something to keep in mind that, yeah, you want to make sure that you're prepared with those things.
Now, did you have to test before you went?
Yes. So we did. 72 hours before we cruise, within that 3-day period, we did get tested just to make sure that, you know, we were safe. And once we got to the port, we were going to be tested anyway. So yes, super easy process. It wasn't necessarily required because we were vaccinated, if memory serves me correctly, but we went ahead and did it. And then we were able to show proof of that. And then once we got to the port, Celebrity gives you a test. So they have staff on site, super easy process. Once you go through, they give you the little vial. You go over to the nurse's station, get swabbed. You wait for about 20, 30 minutes maybe. And then when your number comes up, you go up, you show them, they say, yeah, you're good. You're ready to cruise. Let's get on the ship. And off you go. Super easy.
Oh, that sounds very, very easy. Now, just to clarify, your first test you paid for on your own.
Well, actually, you can go to a local, CVS, Walgreens, depending on where you're located. It might vary. But yes, it was included as long as you just go online about, you know, maybe 3 to 4 days before depending on when you need the test done. You can go online and actually go ahead and schedule that test in advance. Again, pretty easy, although we were glad that we didn't have to have it per se within a certain time frame, because our first appointment actually got canceled, so we had to do it the next day, but it was still within that window of time. Super easy. Again, just go on there, do it. It's free. Fill out your insurance information, and your insurance actually covers it. It's billed to them.
And if I can just interject as the agency owner here, and the one who always has to deal with lawyers, we really recommend, even if the country isn't requiring it or the cruise line isn't requiring it, that you test anyway before you go, because you will be required to test to come back. And like Kristen said, it's better to know before you go if there's, you know, to sort of prevent any surprises if possible.
So in that second test, was that included in your celebrity fare?
It was, yes. So it was complimentary from celebrity. You didn't have to pay anything at the port, or nothing was charged to your card. Again, because we're fully vaccinated, you know, age 12 and up, they're saying, that's great. Come on aboard. Let's get you tested. It just was a sense of comfort for us to know that everybody had been pre-tested and everybody was vaccinated. So you knew within that bubble on that ship, everybody's good.
Perfect. So on board, so on the ship, what were the protocols that they were doing? Were they doing anything special for masks, for cleaning?
Lots of cleaning. Oh my goodness. They were on it. They did a fantastic job. I at no point felt uncomfortable or unsafe, for sure. Masks were required on ship. Not too harshly enforced or anything like that. You know, if you forgot it in your cabin or things like that, it was okay. But they were suggested to be worn throughout the ship for sure. They also recommended you not getting in the elevator with people outside of your parties, or if you do, just keep that, you know, maybe four guests at a time to kind of limit that amount of interaction that you're getting in such a small area. Of course, when you're out by the pool deck, there's no mask. It's fantastic. Lay in the sun all day. You don't have to wear a mask. Of course, you know, when we were going through the buffet lines at the Ocean View Cafe, it was great. They served me my food. I do not like buffets, so this is a dream come true for me. I'll be honest. So you get your plate, they serve it to you. It's fantastic. They'll give you as much food as you want. Don't worry. They're not going to limit it. It's great. And then you get to go and sit, and the tables, they're cleaned immediately. As soon as you get up from that table, they're cleaned. They did a fantastic job. Your steward is always in there cleaning, making sure things are taken care of. There's hand washing stations all throughout, along with hand sanitizer. So fantastic job.
So for the excursions, was there anything special they were doing for the excursions? Did you have to have excursions through celebrity?
Yeah. So if you are not vaccinated, which would be those children that are under the age of 12, they have to have an excursion booked through Celebrity Cruise Line. So that's something to keep in mind. If you're taking somebody that is 11 and under current restrictions for non-COVID vaccines available, then that at that point, that's when you would have to say, let's make sure we book these only through Celebrity. So that's important to know. Now, one of the islands per Celebrity's request is that on Mykonos, you had to have an excursion booked through them. So you couldn't just get out and walk about and things like that. And our tour guide was pretty adamant about that. Like, she wouldn't let us go into shops. She was very much like, stay the course, you know, get back on the ship as soon as you're done. We will not break protocol. So they did a good job with that. But I think, you know, Celebrity has so many options to choose from when it comes to excursions. You're okay. You're not missing out. I'm sure there were plenty of options that, you know, parents could still choose from if they, you know, wanted to get off the ship with their child that wasn't vaccinated.
Did you feel like there was anything that was closed or more limited, either on the ship?
Honestly, no, I didn't. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, honestly, there were 800 guests on our entire sailing.
Oh my gosh.
It was incredible. I felt like everything was open, everything was available. I loved it because you almost got special treatment because there were 800 people. So it's fantastic. I mean, the bartender knew our name. I mean, at the pool deck, he knew exactly that I wanted a non-alcoholic lemonade or my fruit punch without alcohol. He knew me, and he knew my husband's order every time. It was fantastic. And then the next sailing, I think, had even less guests. So definitely, if you're interested in cruising right now, if you can meet those requirements, absolutely. We have less guests on a ship, and you're still getting all the care and the shows and everything. I mean, everything was still there.
That's a paradise. I know that Elizabeth lamented about that. Less people.
It was amazing.
So, So you did you do an excursion in every port?
We did, yes. So we flew into Athens. We didn't do an excursion in Athens. However, we did for all the ports of call that we were able to go to. We did have a little bit of itinerary change, which was fine with me because they added Dubrovnik, Croatia. And I don't know if Croatia is on anybody's bucket list, but it should be.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. The water is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely.
So on any of these excursions, did you actually go into any restaurants or any shops?
Yes.
Anywhere?
So let's see. Pretty much all of them, I'm guessing, actually. Even our Mykonos one that was provided by, that was recommended by Celebrity to do through them, did include an authentic Greek meal. And it was, our Greek meal, it was fantastic. I mean, really, really good. Fresh, fresh veggies and salad and tomatoes. And yeah, it was delicious. The chicken was amazing, as was the bread that they homemade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just comes out those loaves.
Everything again. You're like, what is this?
Yeah, I was like, I want this with me every day, all day. In Santorini, we went.
If you don't know Kristen, she's not a foodie.
I'm not a foodie.
She's a very picky eater. So this is high praise. This is like, this is a big deal.
It is, because I do not eat much, nor do I like much. I'm extremely picky eater. So if I say it's good, you should probably eat it. But yeah, and even in Santorini, we did a fantastic authentic meal just there in Fia, was it? I'm going to say it wrong. Hold on. Fira. Sorry, they pronounce things differently. In Fira, we did a great meal right in front of the sea, and just that we could see Apex off in front of us. And the pasta was amazing. Again, those fresh tomatoes, because Santorini is known for tomatoes and olives and wine and all those fresh things that they grow on trees, like the tomatoes and olives, that is.
Did you bring back olive oil? Did you eat your weight in feta cheese?
Should have. Well, I did try feta cheese, fresh feta cheese.
I'm very proud of you, Kristen. You went out of your comfort zone.
Thank you. I did experience a lot more food on this trip than I normally do. I tried to kind of branch out a little bit, even on the ship, because Celebrity does that rotational dining. And so I was able to kind of see, you know, what can I try tonight that's a little bit different than what I would normally eat? So yeah, it was a stretch, but I did it.
And that's the great thing about a cruise ship, is that if you don't like it, you know what? You don't feel like you spent, I just, bought this appetizer and I have to eat it.
Yep. And I would say, you know what? This just didn't hit the spot tonight. Can you bring me something else? And guess what? They did.
They didn't bought it.
They did. Fantastic.
I will say that for me, I was not a foodie until I went to Europe for the first time. I think it was actually, more specifically, it was my first time in Italy and in Greece, in that area. I think that is the part of the world that turns you. Mm-hmm. You discover what food can taste like and how great it can be. And then nothing else is comparable. So if you had to share a few of your favorite things on board, activities or features of Apex with us, what would they be?
Oh, wow. That's tough. Oh, of course.
Tell us about this beautiful.
Yeah, the newness of it was just amazing. Of course, they've got in the rooms, we've got the controllers that are on, more tablet oriented, if you will, touch screens where we can hit one button and the lights turn off or they go to nighttime, or, we can control the air conditioning there pretty nicely. That was cool, because you don't have to worry about the key going in to hold the lights on. You know what I'm talking about? Like the little key holder with the lights stay on. Yeah, don't have to do that anymore. We had a great, we had a deluxe, if I can say it, it's a long name, deluxe porthole veranda stateroom. And it was amazing. I must say, beautiful. The bathroom was great. I did do a little tour of it. So you can always check that out on my Facebook page or Instagram, but it was beautiful. We were in the aft, in the back of the ship. So we were able to see a lot of great sunsets, actually. So the rooms behind us were some of the actual more of the luxury rooms. What am I trying to call them?
Suites.
Thank you. Suites. My mind went blank. So the suites, and they were the sunset veranda suites. And if our veranda was that good, I can't even imagine what they were seeing off of their verandas. Beautiful sunset. And that's one thing that Greece is known for too, is their sunsets. So what a mm-hmm. perfect place to kind of just sit and lounge and relax and see that for sure. We really like that. The shows were amazing, super fun. Great job. They're doing all the shows. They want you to come watch the evening shows. They kept us entertained every night. I don't like to stay up late, but oh my goodness, I was up to like 2 a.m. most nights. And that's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm saying it was
you might have been able to outlast Lindsay.
I know, right? Lindsay. Yeah, they did.
Especially nowadays. I'm so tired all the time.
It was fantastic.
So wait, I want to go back just a minute to that. You said a porthole veranda, which is a very weird, mm-hmm. you know, if you yeah. sail a lot. So you had a porthole, and then, so you didn't have like sliding glass door out to your veranda?
We did. So we had a sliding glass door, and you actually can go on. It is a veranda, but it's like cut out in the shape of a porthole. So there's a little bit of white walls on the side of it, if you will.
Okay.
Some might say it was slightly obstructed. I would say it wasn't, but that's because I had great views. So it didn't bother me, you know, honestly. So that would be the difference, is it has like a little circle cutout, if you will, with the white around the edges. But you can still, there's two still chairs out there to sit on it. There's still some, you know, a table, that kind of thing. Some of them don't, you know, some of the celebrity ships don't have, they have like the whole glass wall to look through, but ours actually was open.
Okay.
Yeah.
So great nightlife, great food. Did you go to the spa?
Did not, other than walking through it. I know.
All right. Well, she did try food. So she got out of her comfort zone.
Yes,
there. We're going to
give it a try. And we ate at Eden. I don't know if you've heard of Eden or not, but that's a great restaurant on Celebrity. And it's a great restaurant to go if you want a little bit of different kind of fresh, organic-y food, think outside of the box kind of food. Steak was great. Veggies were great. Beautifully crafted plate, if you will. But that was fun. We got to see that. And that place actually turns into, at night, a show. So they do like an Alice in Wonderland themed show, and it is amazing. It was probably my favorite the whole time on the ship. Sorry I didn't make it to the spa this time. Next time.
That's okay. Next time. Now you got to go back.
I got to go back.
Was the show, the Alice in Wonderland show, was that the one with the I forget what they're called, but they hang with the...
The acrobatics.
The acrobatic, and they hang in the... What are they called? It's parachutes fabric. My friend actually...
Oh, I know. Yeah, what is the term for that?
I don't know what it's called, but it's
some... The big ribbons.
Yeah, the big ribbon dancers. I don't know. That's probably not it. We're gonna get our first, like, well, actually.
I think that's like rhythmic gymnastics where they twirl the ribbon. I think that that's a different thing.
That's different. that's pretty much, yeah, they did that. And then they do like a circus one. They do a Tree of Life one. I don't know if, so apparently they have one of these multi-million, I think I'm saying that right, dollar, what is that, like screens. In one of their in the actual theater room, and it changes to match, the background changes to match what they're doing on the stage. It is absolutely incredible. Like, it comes alive behind the actors and performers. It's amazing. It looks so 100% real. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. You just got to see it to believe it.
I'm so excited. Every picture I've seen of this ship looks fantastic, and I'm so great that you got to experience it. And did you shows, you ate. Did you really sleep at all?
No,
2 a.m.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But the bed was comfy when I laid in it because I was exhausted.
Okay, so the cabin was comfortable, the bed was comfy.
So it looks like you had four stops, is that correct, on a week-long cruise?
Yes, so we did. One, two, three. Yes, four. Correct.
So you had a few days at sea.
We had
too,
2 days at sea, which was great because we all, you know, if you've cruised before, you know, sea days are a great way to explore the ship, kind of lounge, relax, which is great because our first day at sea was the day after we flew all the way from North Carolina to Athens, Greece. That's a long flight. So it was great because that first day we were able to just kind of chill poolside, kind of explore, see, you know, look for things to do throughout the day, things like that. So that was super fun and relaxing. Of course, sea days, again, they give you an itinerary every night for a reason. So if you're weird like me, you can pull out the highlighter before you go to bed and highlight what you're going to do the next day. I mean, you can also use your app too, because it's on there, and set reminders, actually. Fantastic app. If you have Celebrity Cruise app, great job, because I can set reminders for where I'm going to go for the day. So we also did, like, we did an escape room while we were on there, which was really fun. Mike competed in a volleyball challenge and won a hat. Yay. They did like golfing adventures by the pool, like golf activities by the pool, all kinds of things to kind of get people involved and get the crew and the guest interacting and having fun. And that's really what Sea Day is about, is just to enjoy all those things that the ship has to offer, because you can do it a lot or you can do nothing. You know, it's just kind of up to, it's your Sea Day. You do what you want.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm one to do nothing when I go on
I feel certain. I mean, Kristen's talking about her highlighter and everything, but I know, Kristen, I feel like there was a significant amount of time sitting in a deck chair.
Oh, 100%. If you know me, yeah. I love the sun a lot. And I love the pool a lot. That's why the pool bar attendant knew what kind of drink to bring me, because I'd be sitting there and he would come by and he'd be like, hey, Kristen, would you like your non-alcoholic fruit punch? And I would say, yes, I would, please. Or my Jackery or whatever that I was having for the day. Yeah, I love, the pool was great. Again, with only 800 guests, you didn't have to fight for seats. You didn't have to worry about, you know, saving a seat with a towel or anything. And they did a great job with that. Talking about protocol for COVID-19. When a guest got up and left the chair, they took the towel, put it in the dirty towel area. They came by with cleaner, cleaned and sanitized it, and then put fresh towels out so that the next guest that would come by could be ready to enjoy their time by the pool. So fantastic job with that too. Yeah, but seaside, yeah, I loved it.
So what was your favorite excursion? If you had to pick one, because we don't have time to talk about all of them.
Oh my gracious. That's tough. Because I feel like if I don't say Santorini, people would be mad at me, right? Because Santorini is like the place.
Who cares what anybody else says?
I know, right?
This is all about you.
We really, really enjoyed Rhodes. I mean, I thought it was beautiful. We did a fantastic beach break in Rhodes, and we had one scheduled, and then went by the shore excursion desk and chatted with the guy, because I had a question about my Santorini one, and then I said, hey, how about this one I have in Rhodes? And he said, you know what, change that, let's change it to this beach, and you're gonna like it better because the backdrop is just amazing. And it truly was. I mean, it was fantastic. It was my favorite. You could get in the sea and swim, and it was crystal clear, so I could see where my feet were going. And they have like this little area with some like caves and things like that that you can go off to. We had really super nice beach chairs, lounge chairs with an umbrella, and they gave us a drink, so I got my nice Coke. And then they have a little restaurant area if you wanted to go and eat in, you could. And then you were able to kind of enjoy just lounging on that beach area. It was beautiful. Now, far off to the opposite side, there were like some jump houses and water slides. So maybe if you had you know, a chance that you were just maybe in Rhodes on vacation, you could go and do that. But that wasn't, you know, it wasn't anywhere close to us. So I felt like it was a really private beach area where you kind of just got to experience Rhodes, Greece without all the distractions. They had like these little rental boat things, and we rented a paddle boat. We met some friends while we were there. And so we rented a paddle boat with them, and it had a water slide on it. So you could like slide down into the sea. It was super cool. And then another couple rented like a little motorized, almost like a bumper car type, bumper boat motorized thing. That was cool. And then afterwards, we were able to go walk in the old town Which was great because it's a medieval town. So it was really cool to see like the structures. They look like castles and knights. That was really cool for me. Just all the history of the area.
Sounds amazing. It sounds amazing. Okay. So that's where we need to go for our next Outlander.
Absolutely. Yes, I support them.
Well, actually, I do love that you picked sort of the more off the beaten, you know, of all the islands you went to, because Mykonos and Santorini are very, you know, heavily touristed, and probably part of the reason in Mykonos you were limited is because that it is a party island and they have been, you know, having some issues, so trying to keep you safe there. But then, you know, Rhodes is not one that every ship goes to, and it's not one that everyone necessarily thinks of. So
yeah,
it's great that became your favorite.
It was just beautiful. And I don't know if it was because I'm a beach girl at heart. And so I just, you know, fell in love with that I could get in this water. I mean, I've been to the Caribbean. It was just crystal clear. It was beautiful.
But the first time you get your feet in that, you get to step into real actual crystal clear water, it is something truly magical, because you're, I don't know, it's just like, it's like bath water.
It is. Yeah. And I was like, I don't have to worry about a shark or something skimming against my leg like I would at our beaches or in the Caribbean. I was like, I'm good. I can go in far. But it was great. I mean, the other islands were wonderful too, of course. You know, I mean, I could go on and on about all of them, right? I mean, Santorini was great. So yeah, you definitely want to go and see Santorini if that's on your list. You want to be able to see the two different villages that they have up there. It's great. We went to Ia and Ia and Fira, which was great. So they're about a 20-30 minute drive apart from each other, the two villages. Beautiful. Most people, when they see pictures, they see Ia. So that's what the iconic blue domes and the white and the pictures. So of course we had to take the iconic pictures, and you know, next time maybe I'll take the whole fam and get a nice picture there, because there's some great photographers up there that you can hire to do pictures.
You know, I'm looking at the show notes here, and I see that you took the cable car, and that it was €6 per person. And I could be wrong, but I was in Santorini 20 years ago, and I think it was €6 then, too. It's like the one thing that has stayed the same.
You're consistent.
We're just going to charge the same for that cable car. Yeah. I mean, I might be. Maybe it was €6 for, you know, both directions. That's possible. But that's the number that sticks in my head. I'm like, oh, I think it's about €6. So really weird if it's for 20 plus years remained exactly
it
the
might
same.
Be I mean, I can't remember when they said they built it, but it's been there a while. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, going down it, it's kind of like, wow, this is steep. But it's either that, a donkey, no thank you, or a 600 steps, and I'm like, we'll pay the €6, we'll be okay.
Yeah. Amen.
So that was 600. Fun. Definitely. Beautiful there.
You're still lucky Sandy wasn't with you.
I would have gone for the donkeys.
Well, the thing is, if I'm not mistaken, I think the donkeys and the steps are in the same place, and so because a lot of people really don't feel good about the donkeys having to carry people up the mountain. And you know, even when I was in my 20s, I was a bigger person, and I told the person I was with, I was like, we're not riding those donkeys.
Yeah, so they actually kind of suggested people not to do it. Like even our tour guide, before we, you know, left her, she kind of was like, here's your options. Here's how you get down. And so she said, you know, I don't recommend the donkeys because they can slip. They're not really good at, you know, keeping the grip. And she's like, and you know, they're animals. They do what animals do.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was not, and the steps, we saw the steps as we went down the cable car, and I was like, yeah, no. And I like to walk, but no. That was steep down. It's on a volcano, for goodness sakes, you know.
Yeah.
I will say that is the really cool thing about Santorini is that, remember, this was an island formed by a volcano eruption. So you, when they say you're on a volcano, you really are. And if you step the wrong way, you kind of are like, oh, I might fall off the edge of this volcano into, I don't know, whatever's down below. It is quite steep for sure. But it's beautiful.
That's what makes it so beautiful.
It does. I mean, just to be that high up, the ride up the hill is incredible. And you can see so much. It's just, it's amazing for sure.
So when you ended your cruise, and not that anybody ever wants to talk about the end of their vacation, but how
worst part.
the worst part, how did they handle the testing to come back to the US?
So the day before, we were scheduled to end, they had us schedule, make sure, well, the testing was scheduled for the day before you get off the ship. So they leave a letter in your stateroom letting you know with a QR code saying, go ahead, get this scheduled. You can pick the time and then show up for the test. Or you can go to guest services, which is really super easy, which is what we ended up doing because the QR code was not working for some reason. So we went to guest services. We scheduled it for like 6 a.m. That's stinking early. But in order to go to Santorini, that's what we had to do. So they get them done first thing in the morning. Super easy. Go in. You can go in your pajamas if you want to. They do a little swab. Boom, done. You leave. Go have breakfast and coffee. And then they will email you the results once they are in. So really easy process other than getting up early if you need to.
Yeah.
Super easy. Sounds super easy.
It's crazy.
Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, and now Amazon, or wherever it is that you get your podcast. Yeah, we're moving up in the world. We would really love to hear from you. Thank you so much, Kristen, for joining us this week and for sharing your adventures with us. It was really great to hear, and it's so good to see you again.
Thank you. I was honored. Thank you for having me.
On behalf of Donna, George, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us this week. Gotta fly.